Where's that LK Mobile?
Hey, Shane. It's your OTR, stationary. Good afternoon.
Pump and Miss Bernice, if you're listening. Hope you've had a good day.
Nice day. We didn't do a whole lot. We worked out in the yard some this morning. I was just sitting here looking at some of my blood test results. And the problem is I don't understand what WBC is and RBC and hemocrit and all that stuff is. But but this afternoon we went over to Spartanburg and picked up a few things at Sam's, very few, and wanted to find some good grapes. And then Bernie said she'd like to go to Golden Corral, so we went over there and had a very nice meal.
Sounds like a profitable day. I'm surprised you're not sitting there eating some kind of dessert.
Just finished it up. I was drinking my coffee now. Well, the doctor said I shouldn't have as many oatmeal cookies as I've been eating and to cut down on the bread. It's kind of hard to do. But I just polished off two of Bernice's homemade oatmeal cookies, and I think Patrick can vouch for that. They're just about as far uptown as you can get.
Favorite cookies is oatmeal. Oatmeal raisin. I don't know if she puts raisins, if Bernice put raisins in them, but oatmeal raisin is best favorite. I always give a hard time. I like raisins. I'm not a big fan of raisins in things. So she always says, you don't like raisins. And I said, I do like raisins. I just don't like them combined with something else.
I'm not sure about the raisins. I think she might, but I know she does put some dates in it. She started that one time, but you don't hardly know they're there. And, well, the cookies are just great. And I don't like oatmeal by itself, so they tend to help you out in other ways, too, when you get older.
Yeah, I like dates. That sounds good. Date cookies or dates added in there, I'm sure that'd be good. But you tell that doctor, by the way, you pay him, so he needs to start, or he needs to stop telling you you shouldn't be eating so much of the things you like.
Some things that were kind of out of, well, they just weren't along the trend that I've had in the last 10 times that I've had my blood checked. You know, like my hemoglobin was 11.6, and I think it's supposed to be 12-something up to 14 or something like that. That's kind of got to do with iron in your blood. I know when I was bleeding that time, well, several times, that my hemoglobin went down to 8, and I wasn't feeling good at all when that happened. So I guess that's an important one. But the rest of them there, they tell you what the numbers are, but they don't tell you what they are, and I didn't know to ask when I was at the appointment. I got a new doctor, and boy, she seems to be right on top of things. So instead of 6 months, I go back in 3 months, if I'm still alive, of course.
I'll be. And a lot of those things, you can look them up online now and get at least a description of what those initials stand for and maybe a little bit about what they mean, what the numbers mean, or where your ranges should be.
I probably can. It takes a lot of time. I don't know, I get distracted easily, Bernice says. But I might do that just to see what's going on. But we leave it up to the doctors. I feel okay. Might be that I was just getting over a viral infection and a urinary tract infection right after we come back from a vacation in Gulfport, and that could have thrown things off. I don't know how close this was to that trip, but Bernice mentioned that. Well, I mowed the grass extra short this time, counting on that rain today, but we didn't get squat. Did you get any?
And I woke up and surprised to see the sun was out. I cut the grass the Monday morning, kind of, because I knew, try to get it in advance of this week, and it already needs to be cut again. So, kind of glad we didn't get any rain. I think maybe there's more coming in this weekend, though.
That's the truth. I think we are. Well, normally I say that I feel just like you do, but in this case, I would rather have, you know, they was talking about maybe a quarter inch or something. That'd have been okay. But, gosh, I bet I mowed 7 or 8 times this year already. That fescue grows fast. So I bought an apparatus the other day made by Brinley. And it's an old company. It's been around since 1872 or something like that. And I didn't want to put one of those baskets on behind my mower because you put them on there and it's a major deal. It takes up a lot of room in your barn, which I don't have. And this just pins on like you're pulling a little trailer behind it. But it's got 6 brushes in it. And I thought, well, this might be where 2 fools met. But the daughter come over yesterday and the son-in-law, and they helped me finish mowing the lawn. I had the front mowed. And I went over it with that thing, and I'm telling you, it was just like you vacuumed the front yard. It really picked that up nicely. So I'm really happy with it, Shane.
Standalone device, or does it hook onto your lawnmower?
It hooks on to the back of a riding mower, and the brushes are kind of, oh, sort of like you envision a vanilla ice cream cone from Quick Trip, you know, in a spiral back there, and there's 6 brushes, and you set the height you want it at, and I set it at 3 inches, and it just picked that dead grass up that was laying on top of the other. I started to mulch it, but when I mulch it, it all clumps up. So I opened the gate on the lawnmower and blowed it out, but then that leaves it laying on top of the other grass, which to some extent, sometimes that's good. But man, this was thick. So I went over it with that Brinley thing. You know, I ordered it from Home Depot. And, boy, I'm telling you, it just works like a champ.
Next question I was going to ask if you did it while you were mowing, but sounds like you have to go back over it. Yeah, sometimes that grass, especially if it gets away from you, man, it'll leave a lot laying around, and that can leave some dead spots in your yard if it's all...
Yes, sir. Now, this is 42 inches wide, and I ordered it that way because the other one's 54. Now, I think you got some property, so you might want the big one. But originally it was $349, and then when we got the first one, the people who FedEx, they just tore the snot out of it. And there was a piece of ready bolt hanging out. Oh, it's a shaft that's about 4 foot long, and I just figured there was missing parts because there was a big hole in the box, so I didn't even open it. And I called them, and it was very nice. And he said, you just take it back down there, and they will refund your money at the store here in Greer. And I did. He says, if you're interested in another one, Tom, he said, I'll give you $100 off of that one. So it wound up being like, I think, $224 or something like that. Because I had a military discount on it, too. And so I thought I'd come out like a bandit because the next one come just perfect.
Delivering large pieces of furniture or equipment like that, because the chances of it, something happens to it, just gets handled. We, FedEx and UPS both, we don't run things around on pallets with forklifts. Everything's hand loaded onto belts or put onto carts and rolled around, and it just it's just not good for it. I mean, we ship a lot of things, of course, and most things make it, but the bigger the item and the more metal pieces inside, the better chances of something happening to the packaging.
This is N0TR. And in defense of FedEx, they've always been fine, so is UPS. We have had very, very rarely ever had a problem. And the next gentleman delivered the other one. actually set it in the back of my truck, which I had it positioned out there for that. That way he didn't have to carry it too far because it weighs 70 pounds. And in their defense, the people who packed that thing, there was a lot of void area inside of the box, which made it very easy to punch holes in it. So from what you say, that would have been very easily damaged by the folks that were handling it. So you're right about that, Shane.
Okay, yeah, well, most of that stuff comes shipped on pallets, you know, a bunch of them together, and they're all strapped together, and that's fine. But when you break them individually and then ship them out in a smaller package system, you know, with no forklifts, no pallets, things like that, they're not packed for that kind of handling.
Big guy, but he was older, and man, he had really strength to get that thing off of there and into my truck, and I helped him a little bit, but I can't lift much over 10 or 15 pounds, and it really hurts me badly. But, we slid it off, and my son-in-law come over and helped us finish it up. There was one carriage bolt missing that was supposed to be 5/16, and there was one in there that they didn't have assigned to anything, and it was 1/4 inch. But that would not work. But of course, me, I have, you know, I'm an old maintenance man. I got all kinds of nuts and bolts and washers and stuff, and so I just replaced it with a hex cab plated bolt. But it was the manufacturer's fault. Most of those things that come like that, they got a skeleton around them made out of styrofoam, or there's bubble wrap inside or something. This one didn't have anything, Shank.
Surprised me. Like I said, it probably originally was shipped out from the factory on a pallet with a whole bunch of others and all shrink-wrapped together. So there's no way they could move around. But I'm sure your delivery drivers appreciate you as a customer. I've had some customers over the years that just assumed, or they treated me as if I was the one that, as soon as I got their package on my vehicle, my delivery vehicle, I started damaging it right then. It was fine till it got to me, because I'm the one that did it.
I hate it when people in Walmart go up and start chewing on one of the ladies or guys in there about something, when, in fact, it has nothing to do with them, and they talk to them like they're dirt, and I would find that very hard to absorb. I'd get a bad case of closed pores, as we used to say up in Kansas. I know you guys can't, but that's just wrong to treat people like that.
What can Brown do for you? KB2HXS.
Hi, Dave. Talking to Shane in 4ZLK. Go ahead, Shane.
Wave and nothing now. I quit. How you doing? Somebody else might have come in there, too. If there was another station, go ahead. N4ZLK.
You quit?
KB4CPA.
There's another non-producer, Shane. I like you guys that are out there paying my Social Security. Go ahead, Dave.
My time, buddy. I work two jobs, so, get all you can. Oh, me. And speaking of nuts and bolts, I knew you had plenty of nuts because, you're pretty nutty yourself.
That's one. Go ahead, Shane. He only gets two more.
Hello, Dave. And hello, Dave. No, I didn't really quit. I was just saying that. And I don't do anything for people anymore. I just, I don't have to deliver to people. I do miss my customers over the years, most of them. There was a few I was happy to get rid of, but now I'm just lonely going down the road. I just have to use ham radio for any kind of socialization.
The radio's been kind of quiet in the morning when I go and play tennis at 10:30. And some of those groups are going to 9 o'clock now, though, because it's got warmer. Maybe there'll be somebody on then.
I'm going to assign Dave 1 to you, CBA. Dave 2's in there also. Go ahead.
Aren't already? Oh, my gosh. Hello, gentlemen, and Tom and Shane and the other Dave. No, I just heard Shane say he quit, so I was like, what? But I don't know who gets it next. I'll press over to Shane. N4ZLK, KP2A checks out.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Tom. We're going to have to assign him numbers. It gets confusing. No, I didn't quit. I just, whenever I hear somebody say, what can Brown do for you? My response is nothing now. I'm not doing anything anymore. But that's not true. That's not true. If I like you, I might help you out.
Sorry about that. It was probably Dave's turn, and I'm Dave 2, and I probably just took your spot. But anyway, you can guess where I'm headed. I'm going to play some more tennis, and played 10:30, and I got a 6 o'clock, so I just left early because the traffic's just so much worse. If I wait any later to go.
Oh, he's rude like that, Dave, HSX, if I got that right. He just has no respect for his inferiors. I meant superiors, but anyways, what are you doing today, Dave? Refrigerating?
No, actually, I did a couple of stops today, and then we're getting ready to go over to the baseball field to go watch the grandkids play ball. I can't think of the name of the field now. It's over there in Taylor's. I forget which one it was, but we go there. Yeah, I bring my cameras. Anyway, just a quick note, and this is not to degrade anybody, but normally when you're round tabling, the person speaking is normally responsible to hand it off to the next person. Like in this particular case, I said, okay, over to Shane, KP2HX says. Go ahead, Shane.
N4ZLK. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to keep the order going. I forget sometimes. But enjoy those grandkids. I have been able to spend the last few days, I've seen 1, 2, or 3 of them just about every day. I woke up today and one of them was over. And they're a joy. They're a lot of fun. I hated to leave them to go to work, but that I must do. Go ahead, CBA Dave, N4ZLK.
34 CBA. Our oldest grandson's got the travel ball, and they played in Union this weekend. And I went Saturday and Sunday. They had several games, and Sunday, man, I tell you, it was like a dang marathon. I mean, we were there literally all day, and but I think they play again this weekend. I mean, it just goes on and on. Anyway, that's why I call it travel. Go ahead, Dave 2. This is KB4 CPA.
Now we got it going. Well, gentlemen, I just heard you guys in here. I just want to pop in and say hello, and hello to Shane. I haven't heard him in a while. I've got to get ready to go here, get the camera gear out, and get over to the park up there. And, again, I can't think of the name of the park, but I will. Tom, over to you. You take us for a round. N0TRKB2HXS.
Okay, Dave. Nice to hear you. Yeah, the name of that place is Ballpark. It's like I tell people, they ask me where I'm at, and I said, well, I'm at the corner of Stop and Go. Anyways, you have a good day and enjoy those grandkids. Well, Shane, my grandson was over yesterday with his shiny new truck. It's a 2007 Dodge Ram, but he's got that thing polished up. Wow. And he brought his girlfriend over, who's just absolutely beautiful. And I don't know how that boy's so lucky. He's 6'6", I guess. Maybe that makes a difference, being tall. But she's sure very extremely quiet. And he brought her over, and I showed her and him my ham radios, and we walked out and looked at the chickens, and we really enjoyed that. Enjoyed having the son-in-law and daughter over. They give us a lot of help on Sunday. And my daughter actually told my wife, told Bernice that she likes to mow grass. So I might rely on that later. I like to do it as long as I can. But my old back has really been terrible lately. It's beyond bad. Anyways, it's 84 degrees out there in the sun right now. My weather station transmitter's out on a telephone pole out there in the front yard. And it feels like 88, it says. And they said, by the way, the weather Saturday's supposed to be rain most of the day. This is N0TR over to N4ZLK.
And hope you enjoy this. Well, I guess you're just now getting there to the games. I hope you enjoy it. And that's good on the grandkids coming over. And I just realized, please don't take offense to this, but I just realized, you guys, here I am. I finally have something common with a bunch of old men. I have grandkids now. And here I am talking about it. Don't take offense, I'm just teasing you. I'm getting up there. I'm not quite where you are, Tom, but I'm crawling along here behind you. I just thought I'd throw that out, too. Go ahead, Dave. CBA, N4ZLK.
ZLK, KP4, CBA. Yeah, I know. I can remember when my daughter said, you know, Dad, you ready to become a grandpa? And I said, no. I was 58, and I said, no, I'm not. She said, well, you are. So, but anyway. Oh, me. I didn't mind the child. I just didn't want the title. I thought I was too young. Oh, me. Now I'm 69, so yeah, it's been a while ago. But anyway, love all three boys. So I had two girls, and they all had boys. So I guess it's the way it goes, but worked out good. Let's see. Oh, gosh. I believe it's going to go back to Tom. Pick it up there, Tom.
This is N0TR. Yeah, we used to have, by the way, T1, T2, T3 on here. That's the way we kept them separate years ago. There were several Toms. I noticed there's one in Greenville now. And, I noticed there was a young man. I don't know who it was. I heard Dave mention it the other night. Passed the extra class test, Shane, and he's 12 years old. I was amazed. I don't know if that was Alexander or not, but they said he was 12 years old. He'd have to ask DJW about that. But yeah, my oldest one, Shane, is 17 years old, and the youngest one is 14. And by the way, Dave, he just got a 1 on his trumpet in contest. And wow, he was playing way up above the staff. Well, not way up above it. To high G in different places. And he's just 14 years old. And my oldest daughter up in Michigan said that was a flute solo originally. So I'm going to go down there and reward him and make him play it for us before I give him anything. But I was proud of him. It's hard to get a 1 in contest. And they do it different now, though, Dave. They can go in and they can have their Wi-Fi hooked up Bluetooth to a speaker and play a recording and go along with that. Whereas it used to be you always had to have a live accompanist. And I will brag and say that my accompanist in my senior year in Kansas, in my senior year in high school, was Deborah Barnes. And that year she was, I think the year after that, she was Miss America. And if anyone ever deserved it, she was the finest lady you could ever imagine. She was in college and a concert pianist. And boy, later on she come to a concert with Carthy's band, and I soloed with them that night on my French horn. And I was really proud she'd come up and give me a hug and had her kids with her. But what really makes you feel old, Shane, is when your daughter's turned 50. But we're all old men on here. If you listen to HF a lot, it's O-L-E, old man. Go ahead, Shane. This is Gerald Taylor.
Okay, I'm going to make this my last one. No, I enjoy it. We started young, and our kids are, they waited longer than we did, but I was 50 when my first was born, first grandchild, not child. So, we're enjoying them. Our oldest grandchild is 3. Our oldest son is 32. So I keep telling him 50's a lot closer than you think it is, because he's realizing how fast time is going by. But we enjoy them. And yeah, Tom, I used to I played trombone. I used to compete in some contests and things. And I was always more impressed with the accompanists, because those people, you know, they would even be people either my age or sometimes even younger. And they were the ones I was jealous of. I had to work at my one instrument, and they seemed to just be able to sit down at the piano and play anything for anybody. And that was what I was jealous of. They're the better musicians there, in my opinion, at least better than me. But it's been a long time. But anyway, 7-3, guys. I'm not far from work. I'll listen out for your finals, and hope you guys have a good day. Maybe I'll talk to you later on, Tom. And Dave, do your grandkids come to visit or to watch your game? And 4, is that okay?
Oh, me? No, Shane, that's a negative. I don't get top billing for that, but that's okay. I used to try out for all state and all county band when I was in high school and junior high school, and then voice too, all state chorus, and we never had a accompanist with the clarinet when I was playing clarinet, but of course you do as a voice major in college, and I'm with you. I was always impressed with that. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Dave, KB4CPA.
Dave's long gone. He was headed to a ball game, unless I'm stepping on him, because he signed out a while ago. And if he didn't, he can jump in there between us. Shane, you have a safe night, buddy. Nice to hear you really enjoyed the conversation. And 73's to you. And yeah, Dave, my aunt was a music teacher for 50 years, and that last one I played was Schumann, Adagio and Allegro. And it started out up in the area, went up to high B flat many times in the first movement, and then it went way down to pedal notes during the Adagio, I think it was. But you had to be a concert pianist in order to play those parts. My aunt couldn't play them. And I mean, she could sit down at the piano and play anything, and it accompanied me for years. She could even play honky-tonk, like 12th Street Rag, stuff like that, without any music at all. She was just phenomenal, but she couldn't play that. And it was a rough one, I'll tell you, getting up there B-flat and that. And I played another one called Aufnimmstrom with a soloist one time at a church, and it was up in the area of high B-flat. And my lips was about shot, but we managed it. But at any rate, they prefer a live accompanist still. Shelley said, my daughter up in Michigan, they prefer a live accompanist still to this day up there. And she's quite the musician. although a dang Democrat, but other than that, she doesn't have many faults. It's in zero GR.
For KB4 CPA, well, you know, nobody's perfect. oh, me. Well, I hope I'm hitting the repeater. I just backed into a parking place here. Like I said, I'm a little early, but because my game's not until 6, but I can do some stretching and warming up. I gotta get these knees. I gotta stretch them a little bit, and they're kind of stiff and that sort of thing. But yeah, I tell you, I remember those days. I auditioned and sang in the Singing Christmas Tree a couple of years. We had that for many, many years. It started in the 60s and early 60s and went through, gosh, I don't even know. I don't know what year they stopped doing it, but anyway. But that was a heck of a lot of fun, and it was a lot of work, but I learned a lot from Virginia Aldrich. She was just top notch. She studied at Juilliard, and she was just an excellent vocal teacher and director. So, but anyway, I guess I'll make this my last, and I'll stick around for your final. But anyway, you take care and behave yourself over there, and we will talk to you later. 73-0TR, KV4-CPA, clear up to yours.
Okay, Dave, this is 0TR. Nice talking to you this afternoon. Yeah, Juilliard's first class, no doubt. One of the seventh grade French horn players I started out on horn. The poor kid was playing a single horn, and he wound up going to Eastman, not because of me, because of an instructor I referred him to, and then he got a bachelor's degree at Pittsburgh State University there in Kansas, and then he went to Eastman School of Music, and that's another top one, and then he finally come back and was the professor for many years of horn at WSU. And I went out there to some teachers' conventions one time, and it was really enjoyable to see him again after that many years. And I seen him in a couple other places, but he was far and above my pay grade in that, if you will. Shelley, our daughter, we sent her to Kansas University every summer to the music camp. And I had to take my retirement out every year because that was just about what it cost to pay for her going to that music school, and we just didn't have it. So it was worth every dime of it, though. And when she took off to University of Michigan, basically penniless with a bunch of scholarships, and worked two and three jobs at a time and took 17, 18 hours, and went 5 years there, and went on with her career. You know, Mom and Dad didn't have the money to send her a place like that. And the same with the other daughter. She worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken and went to college, and we gave her what we could, but that was about it. Anyways, it didn't hurt to be poor. Learned you a lot of lessons, I think. You know, pressure, as they say, makes you get harder, kind of like a diamond. I might not have turned out like a diamond, but I know what you're going to say. Anyways, take care, Dave. KB4-CBA and 0TR-73.
Hey, Tom, I have to admit. Oh, me. Well, you take care. Always a pleasure. 73-0TR-KB4-CBA.
KB4-BM Mobile.